In response to a complaint from the United States and New Zealand, the World Trade Organization recently ruled that Indonesia's beef import restrictions are out of compliance with its WTO obligations. In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, Joel Haggard, Senior Vice President for the Asia Pacific, explains that conditions have already begun to improve in the Indonesian market.
Indonesia has been heavily regulated in terms of the way it controls its importers, what they can import, when they can import, how they can import it. They began to loosen some of those restrictions early in the spring, but the commercial effects really came into place late last year. One real big change, positive to the United States and other exporters, of course, is the elimination of the restrictions on the products that can be imported. Some of those cuts would be items like knuckles and some of those hindquarter cuts, plus some offal items. Livers and hearts are now eligible. Those items were previously not allowed to be imported, and now they are.
The WTO decision could still be important, however, in making the Indonesian market more consistent and reliable.
Indonesia's relaxation of its rules may be a part of their strategy to show that they're coming more into line with the WTO, but they still have controls in place that limit free behavior of importers to import what they want, whenever they want. The capriciousness of the import regime has been one of the main factors in lowering, I think, the interest level of the United States industry in the market. If these changes stay for a while, then I think you'll see the development of more program business. And if the United States can get new plants listed, then I think we'll be able to expand our volumes.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.